The Prophet's manners in his biography. Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, did not live his life among his companions and friends. On the contrary, he lived most of it among his bitter enemies, the polytheists. In his last years, even though he had Jewish hypocrite neighbors, they were unable to accuse him of any shortcoming in his behavior or honesty despite of their hard search for one. The people of Mecca used to give him bad titles, but they could never defame him or desecrate his honor despite of their spending their money and souls to cause him hardship. The Almighty Allah said, "We know indeed the grief which their words cause you. It is not you that they deny, but it is the verses, the Quran, of Allah that the Zalimun, polytheists, and wrongdoers deny." Al-An'am 33. Narrated by Al-Bukhari, Ibn Abbas reported that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, went up Al-Safa Hill to deliver his call and said, "O people of Mecca, if I told you that there is an army in the valley that wants to attack you, would you believe me?" They replied, "Of course we will, we have always known you to be truthful and honest." Fifth. Its clarity and comprehensiveness of all life aspects. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had lived among his companions and married 9 women, and he ordered that his sayings and deeds must be reported to the whole world. He said, "I ask Allah to make anyone who reports anything I say as it is, to make his face beautiful and shiny." He also said, "Narrate from me, even if it is one verse." He never traveled alone, and he never stayed away from people, and he, peace be upon him, said, "A narrator may be of more understanding than someone who hears directly." His companions worked together to narrate to us everything about him. Some of them had devoted themselves for narration and following up, such as the people of As-Safa. They have described how he stands up and sit down, how he sleeps, and how he laughs and smile, the right way in bathing and ablution, how he drinks and eats and what are his favorite food. They have described him as if you see him to the extent that they describe the white hairs in his head and beard. One can find wonders of such comprehensiveness and deep details just by having a glimpse on any of his biography books, peace be upon him. Sixth. In its essence and generality, it didn't go beyond human ability. So it didn't rely on marvels, and its aspects didn't depend on fabulous miracles. But it's easy to know and to be applied and followed because it is not difficult to be applied.